AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Record rainfall has caused historic flooding across much of South Carolina. 9 people are known dead during the span of the storm that began last week and lasted into the day today. Governor Nikki Haley.
Just because the rain stops does not mean that we are out of the woods. We very much still have a vulnerable situation that's out there. I'm still going to ask citizens to please stay inside.
Hundreds of roads have been closed. Tens of thousands of people are without running water and electricity. A Jacksonville, Florida-based cargo ship is thought to have gone down Thursday as it was being pummeled by Hurricane Joaquin in the Bahamas. AP correspondent Tony Winton reports the search continues for the missing crew members.
The El Faro was near the eye of Hurricane Joaquin when it went out of contact Thursday. Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor says searchers have found one set of human remains and an empty lifeboat. They assume the ship sank.
What we have to assume as search planners is if the vessel did sink on Thursday and that crew was able to abandon ship, they would have been abandoning ship into a Category 4 hurricane.
It's not clear why the El Faro got so close to the rapidly intensifying storm. Searchers have swept more than 70,000 square nautical miles so far. Tony Winton, Opa-locka, Florida.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill that allows terminally ill people to end their lives with a doctor's prescription. AP correspondent Judy Lynn reports from Sacramento. Opponents say the law could be abused and used against people with mental and physical disabilities.
Religious groups and advocates for the disabled, though, were opposed. They were concerned that it may be misused and inappropriately applied to mentally ill people. People with depression, to them it was basically assisted suicide.
The measure, defeated earlier in the year, was brought back as part of a special session called by Brown. This is AP Radio News. Nice rally on Wall Street. Here's Julie Walker with a look at the markets.
The Dow gained 304 points to close at 16,776. The Nasdaq added 73 points, and the S&P rose 35 points. Its fifth daily gain in a row. Twitter jumped 7% after the company named co-founder Jack Dorsey its permanent CEO. U.S. and global stocks rallied after a gloomy jobs report last week led investors to expect that the Federal Reserve will postpone its first interest rate increase since the financial crisis. Julie Walker, New York.
New York City police and fire officials have found a second body in the rubble of an apartment building that exploded over the weekend. Fire officials say no identification has been made, but a tenant apparently moving out the day of the blast had been reported missing by a relative. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.